All right, I'm playing against another team that the Oilers, I guess it's the Titans now that fired me. So, but the good thing is, I think I lead the league in getting fired. So that's, you know, I appreciate them doing that. The best thing is, I lead the league in getting hired too. So, so I'm hanging in there. This Mariota quarterback, I'm impressed with him. He's especially when you pressure him. You get some pressure on him, he throws it really well. So he's a good young quarterback that can do some things that way. And obviously their running game is they've got a power running game with two big backs that are big and fast and can they can grind it out, but they can also make a big long run on you. So a little like Fournette. So it's going to be a challenge. Their running game is going to be a big challenge too. But I'm still impressed with the quarterback. Delanie Walker seems like he's been playing forever and just playing great, still playing great at tight end. So they've got a good group. It's going to be a big challenge for us.
Wade, do you think Aaron Donald should be in consideration for Defensive Player of the Year? And if so, why?
Aaron Donald for Defensive Player of the Year. I was thinking more like Most Valuable Player in the league, but there's other good players, obviously, but I think he's far and away had the most pressures on anybody on the quarterback. He's up there in sacks. He missed a game, came to camp late, that kind of thing. They got a late start, basically, and been tremendous on the run and the pass. I don't know how many tackles for loss. He's got four fumbles. He called four fumbles. I mean, he's a one-man wrecking crew. He's done I can't say enough good things about him.
Hey, Wade, I'm sorry if this is maybe an obvious answer, but how well do you know Dick LeBeau?
How well do I know Dick LeBeau? We've both been in the league for a long, long time and certainly crossed paths quite a few times. Have great admiration for him as a coach. He's in the Hall of Fame and as a player, and he does a tremendous job. He's invented the zone blitz, which everybody uses. So it's pretty amazing that somebody invented something that everybody's playing. So he's done that. He's just a great guy and a great coach. Yeah, and I really like the guy as a person. And as a coach, I look up to him.
Could you see yourself coaching at age 80 like him?
We'll see. I'm almost there, so I'm not too far behind him. But, as long as you have a passion and you can contribute, I think, and that's what you like doing. I'm lucky to be where I am. I enjoy what I'm doing. I love what I'm doing. I love working with the players that I have. So, those things in life, if that's what your work is pretty, pretty gratifying.
Wade, in regard to Aaron, you had said when you came in, you don't really mess with players and what they do. He's technically listed as an end now, but is he still mainly an interior lineman?
No, we list him as a defensive tackle, I believe, Julia. Okay. Yeah, we'd list him as a defensive tackle because that's what he plays.
Okay.
Sometimes in a 3-4, you list him as both ends, but he's really not an end. He's more a tackle. So I believe the guy from San Francisco, when they were playing a 3-4, I can't think of the defensive lineman that – huh? Yeah, that made the Pro Bowl every year. He was a really good player, but he was a defensive tackle in the 3-4. So it's what he plays, and especially because we have 3-4 and then also we have 4-3, four-man front and on third downs, he plays tackle there. So it's really what he plays.
How'd Troy Hill do this past week, stepping into the starting lineup for Kayvon Webb?
Troy Hill did exceptionally well. They caught one pass for 5 yards on him, and he had like four or five chances that he had to make the play on. He made the play on all of them. Um, they You know, the previous game, they'd had a 65-yard and 70-yard touchdowns against Jacksonville. And so, you know, he kept them from making those kind of plays. So I thought he played really well.
You guys have made seven takeaways in the opening possession. Can you ever remember being a part of something like that before?
No, I mean, you know, in 40 years, maybe we have. I don't know. We've had some pretty good defenses, but... it's pretty amazing what they've done. I do remember the steel curtain one year. I believe I'm correct. They had like four interceptions in four games in a row, you know. And I think we were fixing to play them. I said, "Don't throw the ball the first series. Come on now," you know. So, but I hadn't heard anything like this. A team turning the ball over on the first series like we have. So, it's pretty special.
What do you think has been leading to that?
Good players. I mean, you know, I think we have a good defense. You know, some of the stats aren't there because we gave up some run yardage early in the year, and we gave up some yards early in the year. But and we played some awfully good offensive teams, you know. But I think we're one of the best defenses in the league. So, I think that's if you're good, you know, good things happen. Yeah.
You guys had seven sacks last week. Obviously, you can't get that many every week, perhaps. But,
no.
When you say the difference between Seattle's front line and Tennessee's front line, how are you attacking the front line? Is the defense attacking the front line, or are you attacking the quarterback or the running backs? What's the difference between each team? Say, in this case, Seattle and Tennessee, what are the differences?
Well, we had a tremendous game against Seattle. I mean, that quarterback is a great player, and he'd only been sacked seven times the previous four games. So it's not like, wow, their offensive line wasn't any good. He's always run around with the ball, but he's made plays. We kept him from making some of those plays, and we had a good rush. You try to, you know, pro football's matchups. You know, you try to get as good a matchup as you can. You can run some things where you get someone free on the quarterback every once in a while, but most people don't get somebody free. So what you have to do is try to get a good matchup, and you know that's what you try to do. Now Tennessee's got a good offense, a really good offensive line. You know they hadn't been sacked all that much, so and we played some teams that hadn't been sacked. I mean Minnesota wasn't sacked any when we played them. So I mean it's. It just depends on the team and the players, the quarterback, the offensive line, how quickly they get rid of the football. And sometimes it's against you. You know, sometimes you're playing somebody that they're going to throw the ball quick every time. You know, so but you got to get pressures on them, and that's why I think Aaron Donald's so good, because you know our pass defense is pretty darn good, and you know when you pressure the quarterback that much. It's going to help your pass defense.